If get woke, go broke does in fact mean financial damage to your company, then why does it continue to happen? Why? Why are we seeing what is clearly, with these diversity programs, anticipatory compliance with the dictates of the woke mob? What is the gun to the head of the progressives who run these companies that are making their decisions? What is it? I thought it was the power of social proof and the power of social media to bring down opprobrium and all of this stuff onto somebody's head and cause you a lot of business troubles. But then I had this real breakthrough. I think it's a breakthrough. The progressive people that run companies like Budweiser, Disney, Coca-Cola, are in anticipatory compliance because, as liberals, their entire identity is made up of the appearance of being virtuous. Not actual virtue, the appearance of being virtuous. And these people are very familiar with doublethink. These are the kind of people that say, we really should raise taxes, and I'm a billionaire, or I'm a millionaire, I'm going to pay more than anybody, and I think taxes are way too low. We need to raise taxes so we can help the poor people. That is anticipatory compliance. That is a person who is afraid of the 99% and their threatening gestures, and is telegraphing to them that they are in full compliance, they're down with the program. The reason these executives are doing this anticipatory compliance is because if they don't, their identity will be destroyed. It is, in a way, a death sentence for them. It is an actual gun held to their head. If these executives don't go down this progressive pathway, they not only lose their friends, they lose their identity. All the charity checks that they've written, all of the events that they go to, all of this stuff that they do to show the mob and the regular people that they're the good ones, right? We're the good Jews. We're on your side. We're the good progressives. We're on your side. We're the good rich people. We're on your side. And I'm going to prove it to you by doing what you would want me to do before you even ask me to do it. Anticipatory compliance. That's why the world is going crazy. That's why people like you and me are absolutely immune to this kind of thing. Our value system is not predicated on what people think of us. My worth to myself is not predicated on the opinion of people I've never met. And it's not predicated on the opinion of people I go to cocktail parties with, because I don't go to that many cocktail parties. There are a few people in my life that I care about. Their opinion matters to me. But mostly, my opinion of myself matters to me. Now even the army is in anticipatory compliance with what they perceive to be the new paradigm. And the thing that just fills me with hope and today and it seems like increasingly every day, not just hope, but actual radiant happiness, is that these idiots, the ones that are putting their Coca-Cola and Budweiser and Disney and Star Wars and Star Trek and all the others, and now the U.S. Army, these idiots think that this is going to work. They think that this is somehow going to change us. They actually believe that the beatings will continue until morale improves. And that is evidence to me that these people are 100% absolutely and totally blind. They are blind, blinded by their own ideology. The reason that you can tell that socialism is a lie is because the people selling the product don't use the product. What does that tell you about the product? And more importantly, what does it tell you about the person selling the product? Bernie Sanders owns three houses, and the founder of Black Lives Matter just bought a $1.5 million house in a white community. Al Gore consumed six times more electricity than his neighbors, and on 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 it goes. The people who are selling this don't buy the product, and they expect that we will, and we're not. If the ratings for the new Star Trek had been higher, if the final trilogy of Star Wars characters that destroyed the Luke Skywalker legacy had been out of the park fan successes. If the product was selling, I would say we're done. But it's not selling. It's not selling at all. It took 70 years for the Russian people to realize it. But now it's easier to do business in Moscow than it is to do in Los Angeles. We fought the Vietnam War against communism. Now, Vietnam is our number six trading partner. They all want cell phones. They all want to be rich. They want to drive nice cars. We sell a product that we use and that other people want. The left doesn't. They're blind, blind, blind.